Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, January 23rd, and you're listening to the big call all over the globe with the help of the satellite team. They've connected us, as always, to the Starlink satellite system, and we are being beamed around the globe as we speak to as many as 200 countries in their own language. Some are getting it in English. Some are getting it in their own language. 3 seconds after I say it, they receive it, which is pretty cool. I love it, and I thank you, SAT team, for doing that. Let's do this. Let's pray the call in like we do every Tuesday and Thursday night, and then we'll just enjoy the time and the call together. Lord God, we just thank you so much for keeping us grounded during this time. You said that patience was an important, it's not a gift of the Spirit, but it's something that is what we receive as a part of the Holy Spirit. We get the patience while we're exercising our patience to wait for this incredible blessing to manifest for us. We thank you for that. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to keep us financially solvent and hydrated and physically healed and made whole. And we have that already. We already have it. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for the blessing, which is still to come very soon. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue is going to queue up some special music that she found that I've listened to and love it. And that's going to be in the prayer and praise segment. So I hope everybody is ready for some power, praise, power, Holy Spirit power. And this is what's the name on Sue? What?
Holy,
what?
It's just so fun. Let me add a little thing. First of all, you all don't know that I was a college DJ and then post-college. I had a passion for this kind of thing. And the goal is to lift you into, the whole reason was to lift you into a frequency of praise by moving your body and by celebrating God. So that's what we'll do during the praise and worship part.
Right at the beginning of the praise and prayer segment, which is coming up very soon.
Oh, my gosh, that's going to be so fun.
You'll have fun with it, Sue. Just do the best you can on making the audio work.
I'll do like 2 minutes of it. I won't go super long, but just like
people. 2 minutes is good. Just so we get into the drum beat and all that going. Yes. We can all just, this is a pre-celebration call, Sue. This is pre-celebration, and because it's Thursday night, and what should happen between now and next Tuesday, we might not have the so-called all-important celebration call next Tuesday. So this is kind of a pre-celebration precursor to that, okay? That's going to be good. And this may count tonight as our pre-celebration / celebration call. So did I pray the call in? Yes, I did. Okay, let's do this, Sue. We always go to you for a teaching. So as you bring up the teaching, we'll just look forward to it. And you guys know I'm in a good mood. And I'm excited about what I have to share with y'all tonight. And I know Bob's going to have some good stuff to share with us tonight. And Sue's going to have some good stuff, too. So let's go ahead, Sue, and see what the teaching that you prepared for us tonight will be.
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to key off your energy for a minute, Bruce. You're really representing abundance, an abundance of joy, an abundance of aliveness, an abundance of vitality, and that's going to be the purpose of, I think, this entire call, and the frequency we can all share, and it also is about this teaching that I want to dedicate. I want to dedicate to my care bears, the wild one. Wonder if I'm going to get a text from her. From my co-pilot, Judy. from Mr. Henry, and I just want to thank everybody, and Ms. Bobby, and Leanna. I just want to thank
you all. Faith.
Did Faith? Oh, yeah, Faith did too. Good job. Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Yeah. Sometimes I lose Faith, but I just want to thank you for your kindness and thoughtfulness and postponing the class. So here we go. Don't settle for good enough. In Genesis 38, there's a story about a woman who is pregnant with twins. When she gave birth, one of the baby's arms came up first. The midwife tied a small cord around it, planning to gently pull him. But before she could do that, the baby pulled his arm back, and his brother broke through and was born first.
Oh, wow.
One stretched and one settled. In a similar way, there are two people inside each of us. One says, I will become everything God has created me to be. I can do all things through Christ. I'm surrounded by God's favor. The other says, I'll never get out of debt. The economy is too bad. I'll never be the person that loves perfectly. I'll never lose the weight. My metabolism is off. I'll never break that addiction. I'll just learn to live with it. One wants to stretch. The other wants to settle. You can choose which person you will be. Too many people make the choice to settle. My marriage is not what it should be, but at least we're still together. It's good enough. Or, I don't really like this job, but at least I'm employed. It's good enough. Or, I'm okay being without a relationship or not trying very hard. So, all right, that's just the way they work out. Or, I would love to make A's in school, but I'm not that smart. These C's are good enough. No, don't make the mistake of settling for good enough. Good enough is not your destiny. You're a child of the Most High God. You have seeds of greatness inside. If you're to see the fullness of what God has in store, you have to have the right attitude. I'm not letting good enough be good enough. I can be intentional about love. I can be inspired. I know I was created for greatness. I was created to excel, to live a healthy life, to overcome obstacles, to love with my whole heart, and to fulfill my destiny. I'm not settling. I'm stretching. I'm letting go of the things that have blocked me, and I'm reaching forward to the good that I can feel is calling to me, the good that God has in store. Maybe you've lost your fire. At one time, you may have known you would break an addiction, beat a sickness, or find that person that's your eternal partner. But you've gone through disappointment. Your life has not worked out the way you thought it would. Now you've accepted the fact that your vision for your life, well, it's just not very exciting. You've become comfortable with good enough. But God is saying to you what he said to the people of Israel in the wilderness after the Exodus from Egypt. You've dwelt long enough on this mountain. It's time to move forward. God has new levels in front of you, new opportunities, new relationships, and breakthroughs. But you need to stir up what God put inside you. Stir up the dreams and the promises you've pushed down. You may be saying, it's not going to happen. I'm too old. I don't have the connections. I don't know the right people. No. We've separated. God has it all figured out. If you start believing again and start dreaming again, start pursuing what God put in your heart. God will make a way where you can't see a way. He will connect you to the right people. He'll open doors no man can shut. What God spoke over your life, what he promised you in the night, what he whispered into your spirit, those hidden dreams, he'll bring them to pass. The good news is, just because a dream hasn't manifested yet, like you may have changed your mind, but God and what's in your heart have not changed. God has a victorious plan that's moving through you right now. Why don't you get in agreement with him and say, hallelujah. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. Beautiful delivery on that teaching. I think it was an amazing teaching to keep us moving forward and to not only dream again or restore the dream that God has placed in your heart, but envision and see that dream inside of you. And once you envision that dream, now you speak that dream outwardly. And what that does is that lines your inside up with the outside manifestation of the dream, of the vision that God has given you. You have to use your imagination in that part and use your imagination to take that dream and complete it into a vision. And then once you have that vision, speak that vision out loud and watch it come to fruition. Watch it manifest. That's where we're going. That's what we're doing every day. And that's what we will do in our future, which is now, to see these things come to pass. And the other thing is when, you know, if you see yourself, as Sue read in this teaching, as settling, as, oh, that's good enough, my job is good enough, my friends, my spouse, whatever it is, it's okay, it's good enough. As the kids say today, it's fine. You know, well, guess what? If that's what you say, you're right. That's as far as you're going to get. What you declare to yourself and say in your own self-talk is as far as you will take this. And if you're settling and you're convinced in your own heart, in your own mind, that that's all you're going to ever be, all that self-talk is negative and it will restrict you. It'll keep you. No more texting, please. It will keep you right where you are. It'll keep you where you are, and it won't allow you to move forward into God's best for you. God's best is way beyond what we could ask or think. Well, if we see it, we can believe it. If we see it, you know, in our mind's eye, we can manifest what it is God is giving us and telling us will be what it is we're called to do. And so I think it's really important that we look at it that way and that we don't get held back by negative self-talk, but that we move forward and see what God wants to see in us, what he has put in us. And now we can take it and manifest it on the outside where the inside and the outside match up, where they complement each other, where what we see in ourselves on the inside through our dreams and our visions manifest as our outward things that are happening in that reality. So that's what I was getting from the teaching. I probably could get more, but that's what I have so far. But thank you, Sue, for that. It's really good. And I want to see what direction Bob will take this in. Bob, how do you feel about this teaching, and what did it say to you?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Bruce and Sue. Thank you very much. This is you know, certainly a wonderful, wonderful night as we've started to settle in with the new golden age. And it's, you know, it's time for all of us, right, the big call universe, who are the golden women and the golden men for the golden age, as we'll be experiencing the blessing and acting out our parts as these golden people. And, you know, they say people's experiences and their lot in life corresponds to their level of courage. And now, you know, our courage has been set free, right? As a, you know, the 51 are no more, and the one is all that's left who reigns within us. The kingdom reigns within us. And when we have this newfound courage and freedom, we can now have the courage to dream, really dream big. And for everyone who's had the chance, you know, to be in Sue's classes and to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle and begin to formulate things, it's time to get it all back out and dream even bigger. The platform is ready now. And have the courage to share it with others. This is what I'm going to do. And begin to take your actions now. And where you need it, ask for help. And I'm one of the champions of asking for help. It's like, what do you think we should do with this, or do with that, or do with that? Mm-hmm. I just love asking for other people's help.
That's good.
And, you know, the courage to pray with vigor, to pray with audacity, to ask for the greatest of all blessings, and as Sue was saying, to stretch and to learn.
Mm, that's right.
This is, as the song said, you know, this is a, it's a great day to start again.
Yeah. Wow, good. Wow. So good, Bob. I like that, Bob. And I love the fact that you talked about this being the golden age, because President Trump coined that phrase just recently when he was talking pre-inauguration and on inauguration day, which was last Monday. He said, you know, that we are entering and we are part of the golden age. And it really is true, I think. We're going to see a lot of really cool things happen. This is the first week of his new term as president, and we're really looking good as far as things that are have been accomplished already and what is soon to happen. And I want to talk a little bit more about that in my segment. Bob, I think that was well said, and it's really exciting to see what's happening. And I think everybody should take the handcuffs off, take the fetters off, and consider moving forward as Big Call Universe. We're going to absolutely crush it moving forward with everything that we've learned, what we're going to be blessed with, the opportunities that we have in front of us. It's going to be the most fun we've ever had. And I'm really looking forward to getting started. Sue, thank you for that teaching. It really got me fired up. Tell me what you thought of it and bring your perspective to us, if you will.
I think we're all witnessing that you came to the call fired up, Bruce. How's that for authentic truth? I just love what both of you said. I loved that you captured the essence of what I think is going to be the cornerstone, the capstone, the keystone for the golden age, which is for something to manifest, it's got to come from inside of you, your thoughts, your feelings, how you embody, like Bob said, how you embody becoming a golden woman and a golden man. And the opportunity, I think this is a really good, as as I was listening to Bob and his beautiful way of just integrating, and thank you, Bob, for the way you always honor what we do in the leadership training. It's just, it's a very beautiful thing for people to notice how generous you are. And I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it. Being a man that can come from his strength and collaborate by asking for help, which means coming together with other people and saying, there's a lot of talent in this room. What do you guys think? Which creates a sense of synergy, collaboration, finding out what's in other, inside other people. It was just stellar, chosen very consciously, just a stellar reflection of being able to work with people. So listening to Sue, working with Bruce and Bob, and understanding there's going to be a shift from relying on the outside world and going more into how you can integrate what's in your heart and what you know is the best, what you really know is the best for you first, prioritizing what is authentically your highest and best in Christ, and then working with others and saying, well, what do you think about this vision? Do you want to have a really beautiful partnership? How do we express a beautiful partnership? And just like I said on Tuesday night, there's going to be a big shift in how we do relationships, because it's not going to be based on scarcity. It's not going to be based on all the old models that literally throughout Earth's history have existed, because men and women are both going to be economically empowered. It should rattle a lot of people, because now it's going to be, how do we come together? How do we create something lasting? How do we create it so we share in what matters to both of us, because our vision is the same, just like you said, Bruce, because we want to refine, we want to grow, we want to collaborate together. And we're equal partners in this. Huge, huge difference from the past. Everybody's going to be working with everyone else to stand so that they can, how can I support you in having what you want? How can I listen to you? How can I ask you, if you could have your dream in this experience, what would it be? Instead of, oh, I know what you want, I'm going to tell you, or I'm going to do what I've always done. No. Find out what somebody wants. Find out what they want. And be honest and authentic about what you want. We're, like, literally on the threshold of that reality of being in alignment, in attunement, really having parents listen to their children, listening to them emotionally, having enough in their house they can really be there for their children. Do you understand the trauma that's going to be released in the next 10 years from med beds and people that are listening to each other and are finding out the healthy ways and investing in the healthy ways to have a thriving life? That's what you're going to be leaving in your rear view mirror. Good enough is not settling for what big pharma, big banks, big institutions told you. You're going for your ultra-high worthiness. You're going for the worthiness that God put in your heart that said, nope, it's not about dressing to make millions of dollars. It's about leading a healthy, loving, fulfilling life that ripples out and makes people feel love, connection, and meaning.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to
say. It's really good, Sue. That's a lot of good commentary on that teaching. And we kind of segued a little bit on it, but it was still very good. I liked it a lot, and I think it was valuable. I really do. I think it's really good. Sue, as I said earlier, we've got the Gospel House music that we wanted to bring up. And I want everybody, I wanted to have this on the recording to try to do the best we could to listen to it so that this would be something that would get us moving forward because it's just really powerful, Holy Spirit power. Sue, when you're ready, cue it up and let's play.
It's queued up. I just want to say how fun it is to have Bruce. We both like to dance. So this is dedicated especially to dancers or soon-to-be dancers that want to dance in holy gospel music joy. Let's see. Hopefully I got it. Okay. Get ready.
Okay. Let her go. Ready, play.
Okay, here we
ready,
go.
Ready, begin. Ready, go.
Please play. Hold on.
Yeah, that's good.
I gotta get it on my Bluetooth. Hold on.
Okay, holding. good, Sue. That's really good.
So
really cool.
I have to tell you what just came in as I was listening to that. Anybody,
go ahead,
when President Trump, Elon Musk needs a DJ. Can you imagine me DJing that song at a big...
Yes, I can. That'd be so cool.
I know, I can too. I can too. I just, can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the movement?
Oh, that'd be so fun.
All of a sudden, it's like, you know,
you
everybody be dancing.
Can you imagine? I know, it's so good.
Yes, I think it's
so
great.
Anybody,
really good.
I'm putting that out as an accomplished fact. So...
Okay.
How's Bob doing? How's Bob doing with all that rhythm?
Yeah, I got out my stretch band and I got up and started doing shoulder presses and bicep curls.
Oh,
to the,
my God,
to the
that's
music.
So good. I know.
Yep.
That's so good.
That was a really cool. Now let's be honest. The fidelity over the phone is not as good as it would be. You know, it just doesn't come across with a much of a frequency. And you know what I thought, Sue? This is just something for you to consider. The Bluetooth overmodulates. It brings it too much.
Oh, okay.
I think it would work better phone on phone, really.
Okay, that's
That's
good.
What I was noticing when you went to Bluetooth. But listen, that was cool. I hope everybody could appreciate the sound. It's so funny because that organ sound sounds a little bit like a calliope tone. It's a little bit like a calliope. And it's just really, if you had it playing in your stereo or at home or on your own phone, you would get it. And it's hard to stay still. It's like Bob had to move. He had to get the stretch bands out and do some curls and do some shoulder exercises. Yeah, it was really good. It's hard not to dance. Even if you in a chair... You could chair dance to that music. That was really good.
Totally
chaired.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling it out. Thank you for calling it out.
No problem. Yep. And the other thing
I hope everybody's hearts are a little charged and racing and joyful. Like
yes,
faith.
I hope so.
And
yep,
now
like
we're
faith,
ready.
Yeah. Now we're ready to talk about praise reports and prayer requests, if we have any. So let's go ahead and let them go, Sue. Let's let them fly.
So we have prayers for tonight. And thank you to Ms. Genia. Perspective of the day. Kindness is the most beautiful attire you can wear. It radiates worth and love, and it never goes out of style. Wear it every day and let the world admire your beauty. Thought to ponder. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes sorrows, heals wounds, and drives away fear. Wow, I didn't realize that. One day until the National Pro-Life March in D.C., 41 days until Ash Wednesday, 3/5/25, and 56 days until Spring 3/20/25. The first day of spring is on Thursday, March 20th, 2025 at 5:01 a.m. EDT. I won't be an EDT person. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, this is marked by the arrival of the spring equinox, otherwise known as the first point of Aries, 86 days until 4/20/25. National Handwriting Day. Oh, that's nice to know.
Mm-hmm.
National Handwriting Day, Thursday, 1/23/25. If you keep a journal or a handwritten to-do list, you probably appreciate the tactile pleasures and slower pace of writing by hand. So also better for you wiring your brain. Everybody knows. That's why I always say write it down. Although it may seem quaint in a world full of digital devices and voice-to-text apps, handwriting is an important skill that can help sharpen your brain, thank you, slow the frenetic pace of your thoughts, and improve your memory. National Handwriting Day is observed on January 23rd, the birthday of John Hancock. National Compliment Day, Friday, 1/24/25. You never know when someone could use some good vibes, so give a compliment. Belly Laugh Day, Friday, 1/24/25. Get ready for a laugh riot and learn about the funny side of life. Visit your local quilt shop day, Saturday, 1/25/25. Let's celebrate the beauty of quilts, their origins, and their ingenious artistry. National Bible Sunday, 1/26/25. Get your Bible and hymn books ready to celebrate National Bible Sunday in style. Today, we pray to our Heavenly and Loving Father for the following, for all our leaders and listeners on the big call. We continue to pray for Pastor Scott's health, MedBeds, Debt Jubilee, RV blessings. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially concerning health. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. And that's from Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. It's really good. I always like the calendar events, see what's coming up. Sue, were you ever part of a quilting bee, Sue?
Do you know the answer to that question?
I think it's a no. It's a hard no.
It's a hard no, as my friend Monica would say. Yeah.
Somehow, Sue's sitting around with a gaggle of women sewing quilts together is not your thing. It's not your thing, Sue.
No, but we don't want to. Yeah, it just wasn't my
thing. But if it
is,
it's good.
It's
if it's your thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And you don't have to be a woman to sit around and quilt. You don't have to be.
So fun.
Anyway, that's fun for a lot of people. And there's nothing like a completed quilt. Oh, yes. And there's some of them are really beautiful, and they can hang up on the wall. There you go. That's a good thing. All right, Sue, thank you very much. Thank you, Jeannie. Anything else come through, Sue? Is that it?
That is it.
That's it for today. Okay, good. No harm, no foul. That's great.
Nice.
Well, let's do this. As we quilt our way over to your side of the stage, Sue, can you guys see Sue being a DJ with headphones, kind of one headphone on, doing the record and the tone arm on the turntable, and then just moving side to side and moving and dancing behind the table where the I can see you, Sue, and you're doing this at university, and everybody wanted to dance, and you wanted to get out on the floor and dance, and you did, and then you came back to change the song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. Pretty cool. Well, let's do this, Sue.
I used to get a little frustrated because I did want to dance. And I was so good at having so many records. These were all my records.
Yeah.
And it's like they thought I was like super professional. And it's like, it was intense. But it was fun. It was fun.
But it was a blast. I bet it was fun. Those were the days, those college days. Those were fun. Man.
No, the days exist in every phase.
That's right.
Let's go into the phase that I'm going to call ultra high worthiness.
Worthiness.
So we have ultra high net worth.
Yeah.
Which that's a whole interesting. I bumped into a couple of really interesting facts that I don't think I'm going to include here, but ultra-high net worth individuals are people with $30 million. Traditionally. Or more.
Yeah.
And just take the earth. I want you to see the earth. The highest number of ultra-high net worth individuals is actually in the United States. There's one college that has double the number of ultra-high net worth individuals. I'm not going to say the name.
As graduates?
Interesting. As graduates.
Yeah.
And just realize that the ultra-high net worth that has been on the planet is now going to be distributed between men and women and is going to be meeting with all new technologies, opportunity for education and getting new jobs and education and keeping up with that and making a difference. It's not going to be some dirty for-profit stuff only. For-profit doesn't have to be bad. But a lot of it has been, I'm going to say, toxic or dirty. So imagine ultra-high worthiness and what that's going to mean to the people that have projects. Ultra-high worthiness means you're holding the vision of what it means to take care of your people, to take care of yourself, to get out of high-functioning codependency. Big, big, big topic. High-functioning codependency is where people abandon themselves, their health, their well-being, to do something. And I hope it's like rattling a bunch of cages. That's my job a little bit. Because that's not going to be sustainable in this new environment. You're going to need ultra-high worthiness in prioritizing your well-being, designing your life around your highest, most important priorities, which should be making sure you're in balance, you're healthy, you've cleaned up any trauma in the past, like you've looked at yourself, you have a period to reflect and think about what you're learning. Self-reflection is going to be super important. It's not going to be running, 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 doing, 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 because things won't move, evolve, grow, learn, get better unless you actually learn. And self-reflection is your ability to quiet your mind, tune into your interception, what you're feeling in your body, and saying, okay, what am I supposed to learn here? How can I improve this? That's going to be a big new part for a lot of people's lives. It's in all the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's slowing down so you can actually learn and unlearn the scarcity model. There wasn't enough love. There wasn't enough money. There wasn't enough of me to make really good choices. So ultra-high worthiness is about really committing to the best and having the best and learning what the best is for you that will allow you to prioritize and build out this new life. And you can't watch the models that are outside of you right now. They're going to keep telling you, oh, they work really hard. There's a lot. Those are the remnants. I'm kind of being, how would I say, revolutionary here. Because the people that are on this call are here to build something new, not, you know, working hard 3.0. Like Bruce said, it's going to be about working smart. And working smart is where you figure out what does it take for me to show up in my health, and in my heart and not get stressed out by too much to do. I mean, you're going to have to really know this, because a lot's going to come at you, but it's going to be up to you to have the boundaries, and you can get that in the Golden Wisdom. This is not a pitch for Golden Wisdom, but it gets you unlearning the habits. Lord knows, I worked for the toughest companies in the world. They were so stressed. They were so toxic. And you think that because you can't be in those environments and not be affected by those environments. So I'm raising my hand. I had to unlearn so much, and it takes a lot of courage. But here's what you're going to have. You're going to have the money. My job is just to put in the permission and the calling, to look at how people are doing things habitually, because that's what they learn. That's what's in their nervous system. You go into the med beds. You come out in this body that is ready to do, think, feel, free from trauma, free from the past. Your number one priority should be to find people that can support you personally and in your team to be thoughtful and to be designing around well-being and doing something impossible. But the making sure your well-being stays intact, and you're not going to be all of a sudden designing something and you're in meetings 100 hours a week, build that into your boundaries. Build that into your boundaries. So here's what I want you to think about. What could you make 15 minutes mean to you if you could just sit down and sit with yourself and say, what is one habit? What is one thing that I'm doing? It could be social media. It could be not saying no. But what is one thing that when you put your hand on your heart, you can just tell it bothers you, it creates resentment, could be overgiving. Do you realize that Gabor Mate talks about that the number one group with autoimmune disease is women? Because they're so conditioned to self-abandon. And they get sick. And I would say corporate executives too. You've got to stop this self-abandoning thing. So whether you learn to be overgiving, undergiving, whatever it is, write it down. Just get clear and say, I commit to the highest worthiness and healingness as I go forward. If you make that one 15-minute micro-adjustment, and you really commit to it, if you look inside, if you self-reflect, it will begin. It's like gently taking out the old furniture in your house. It will begin to create this space where the most pristine, high worthiness can come in. And I mean something so beautiful, your true self in Christ. And that's what we're trying to do with the work with the Golden Wisdom Bundle and the MedBed 100. So I'm going to read two testimonials, and then we'll be completing for the night. Excuse me. Sue, your MedBed 100 is a treasure. I and my family would have been so ill-prepared. We were lost, and this clarified so much for us. Thank you so much, Bonnie. I hear Bob when I'm reading this. Hi, Sue. I've thoroughly enjoyed my MedBed 100. Question for MedBed appointment. Can we request that all 12 strands of our DNA be activated? Or will that be too much? And I wrote to her and I said, there's no request that you can't ask for. You can do that in consciousness. And so make sure that if that's something you really want or aware of, that this is the age where you're not going to be suppressing your desires. It's the end of one of the biggest things, it's the end of suppression. People have been suppressed to follow external norms that were unhealthy, that were about control, that were about a lot of things. So if you have a desire to ask for 12-strand DNA, you can look up DNA activation, you can do it in your consciousness, but you can also just write it down and say, I'm very interested in expanding the capacity of my DNA. Can we work on that, or what do you have? So anything that you can think of, you should request. And if you want to get the MedBed 100 classes, which are two classes, how to prepare yourself for the interview, how to walk through and think about the things that, you know, aren't working well in your body, they could be really, really challenging things, and they could be, you know, some subtle things that, you know, have been chronic all your life, but affected how you were showing up. Make that your first part. And then you're going to get 65, seven different categories, 65 different selections that we've researched over 26 years that are little tweaks, you know, between skills and, you know, balancing your brain chemistry. And they'll probably do these automatically. But if you've suffered with depression, for instance, or anxiety all your life, to be able to articulate, you know, please make sure that I have the highest levels of brain chemistry. Or please make sure, write this down, everybody. I've never said this on the call. Please make sure that my neurochemicals for close connection, oxytocin, serotonin, and dopamine are balanced. A lot of people have low serotonin, low oxytocin because of the stress and the cortisol and this thing that says, you better be running like a little hamster. You better be doing what I tell you to do. You better be performing. That's what most people have known their whole life. But they haven't had. Come here. Let me give you a hug. What is that that you're feeling? What is that that you're feeling? I can see it on your face. Tell me. What are you going through? How can I be of support? That's oxytocin. Oxytocin bonds you to people. It bonds you, and my favorite neuroscientist, Tara Swart, gives an example of how she works with high-level CEOs and hedge fund managers, and they have a baby. Bob, you're going to love this. They have a baby, and they end up, like, having the baby sleep in the room with them, and then they're like, hey, you know, it's weird. I don't feel like driven. She goes, it's because you're bonding with your baby.
Yeah.
You're creating oxytocin. Oxytocin suppresses testosterone. They go, get that baby out of my room.
Easy, so easy.
I know. It's so funny, though. I mean, these are the little, it's like all these little insights are in your 65-page list, because we geek out on this stuff. This is stuff that a lot of people don't know, but that are, you know, literally the mechanics that are running your biology, your neurobiology. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get the MedBed 100, and by the way, we've got about 6 invoices out that we haven't heard back from, so you know who you are. Check your mail.
Check your email.
All you have to do, mm-hmm. Yeah. All you have to do is write to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MedBed 100, put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not, doesn't matter, you don't have to have PayPal, but it helps us just kind of know what...
Sue,
you know,
I'm
going to
get this call that's coming in. I'm going to take this call,
good.
So keep going until I come back.
Good. Okay. I was told that this call would be coming in. So you can do that. And then if you want to teach yourself to regulate your learning, it's called self-regulated learning, and to practice being in the right frame of mind and how to schedule your time so you can probably things that you've never, ever thought about. When you have your own business, you have to think about those things. You have to really regulate how you're going to spend your time and make sure that you're balancing your time. That's where I was coming from. And so if you want to learn how to do and regulate your learning curve for the next year, then you could consider getting the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And what that's going to do is it's going to walk you through the top trends in hiring, the top trends in work. It's going to help you prioritize and design your own life. It's going to show you how to walk through your relationships. There are 5 different courses. And the final bonus is the New Leader as Healer. So the way the program works is it's a synthesis, a whole new system. It's like taking you into the future on how you can be a very integrated leader. It takes you out of what you've learned, and you get meditations, you get these wonderful classes and community. The people just say, oh, just to hear these people learning and connecting and having it be something that I can listen to at my own pace.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming from, wow, you're back fast. That's coming from somebody that's a peer, somebody that's worked on big projects, somebody that's lived in this world that you're about to enter into. And it's going to make you feel, no, it's going to support you in feeling safe and grounded and just centered in your new life. That's the Golden Wisdom Bundle. That's $300. Again, just send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. I think you guys have heard the testimonials on that. It's a really amazing package. And thanks to Bob, too. So those are the things that I'm going to bring tonight. Let's just close with 15 minutes to think about how you're going to redefine one habit around prioritizing yourself and your well-being. Just one. Just take one and work on that in the next 30 days.
Okay.
And say, I deserve the best. And that's what I have to bring for tonight. You got something good, Bruce?
No, I think so. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
that. Yeah. Golden Wisdom Bundle, MedBed 100.
MedBed 100.
And we call the Golden Wisdom Bundle, we call it the Golden Bundle 300. So that you know it's $300 and the other is $100. Some people do a bundle wrap, Sue. A bundle wrap, W-R-A-P. A bundle wrap is both Golden Wisdom and MedVed bundle, 300 plus 100 for 400. So if that's what you request, just ask for the Golden Bundle wrap, and then we know that's both Golden Wisdom bundle and the MedVed 100. Yeah, very good. And some people have requested that and want that, so that would be doing getting the most that you can get. Did you tell them about moving the class suit?
I think most people know. I had two people that I don't know how they didn't see it, but the class is Move Quantum Founder.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Quantum Leaders.
Future Founders.
Yeah. But we're calling it just Quantum for short. And it is moved to next Thursday and Friday as long as the numbers are not out. But it is going to be, I mean, every day we work on it, it is going to be a pretty phenomenal class. So
that's the thing about it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. That's good. I mean, it's in the future, but it may happen, it may not happen, based on the information that we're getting saying that this is very, very close. And I'll tell you about that in my segment. Thank you, Sue. Again, appreciate it very much. Excellent. Bob, here we go. Today's the 23rd. We've got, what, another week or so in the month. So tell us what's happening and what the research is showing and what testimonials keep coming in over and over about the great news about Myotrol and the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley and all of that and the Good Night formula and the rave reviews that we get on Good Night. What do you think, Bob?
I can do it. Yeah, I sure can. You know, I got a picture and a review from somebody who's been using our product, I think, for 10 years. I remember speaking to him on the phone like 10 years ago, and he wrote us a testimonial that said, I've been using Barley and Boomer Boost for many years, along with lignans and probiotics, and I recently added Myotrol. The other day, my age was guessed to be 67. What an insult. In a few days, I'll be 80. And I'm still,
that's great.
And I'm still working 8 hours, 5 days a week. Thank you, boomers.
That's great.
And it's so interesting. I can just see, like, this is 10 years in the making, right? And most people at age 80 are pretty old. The median maximum lifespan is 85. And someone who's 80 is typically in a man, you know, the average age that a man lives to is about 77. So here's a man who's still healthy, happy, working at 80, and I can see him writing us a testimonial every 10 years. You know, we'll get another one in 2035, another one in 2045, another one. Then we'll start, then it'll stretch out to 20 years. You know, 2095 will come around. He'll still be attending this testimony.
That's good. I love it. Yeah.
He's really cool.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that came in. This lady wrote us one testimonial before, and now she's feeling even better and wanted to write a second one. So it says, I just wanted to comment on the wonderful products that I take and how they made me feel so alive and healthy. I am 82 years of age, and I don't get sick with colds or coughs. I don't catch anything. Without the Boost, Barley, Collagen, and all the other products I take, there would no way I'd be able to keep going like the Energizer Bunny. I feel really that good. But the very best product that seems to secretly build my muscles, and in my opinion, the star of the show for me is Myotrol. I no longer wonder if anything's too heavy, if I can pick it up. I just do it, and many times it's heavy, but it doesn't bother me. I work outside, along with taking care of my five-year-old granddaughter. Did I say keeping up with her is like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree? I don't get tired. I love the energy and the happy way I feel. One more benefit to your wonderful products is it keeps me from showing my age. I love it, and I recommend it to many, but they don't believe me. Perhaps I might come on too strong. Anyway, thank you very much, and keep on keeping on. Blessing to you and, of course, Bruce and Sue.
Oh, how kind.
Yeah.
Very nice. And this gentleman, is this the gentleman that's 80, Bob?
No, this is the second one.
No, this is...
It's the second one, and it's a woman. This is a woman who's 82.
Okay. 82. Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, the man was 80.
Man
the woman
was 80.
Has been using the products for 10 years. This lady is 82.
Awesome.
Yep. So just one other thing, Bruce, there's a research study that just came out. And, you know, there's all this talk about ultra-processed foods using seed oils and too much salt and too much high fructose corn syrup and red dye number 3 and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, RFK Jr., kind of, you know, his new promise is to begin to change the way that we process food and the types of foods that we eat. And this article was saying, yes, the ultra-processed is really bad for you, but what's even worse is what they call craveability. And a big reason why food companies are putting in these ingredients is it makes you get addicted to them. The taste of it, and then they have this thing called mouthfeel. How does it feel? Is it creamy or fluffy or whatever? Is it crunchy? And so they add preservatives to keep the consistency of the mouthfeel. And as a result, when they did this recent study, they found that they took a group of people and they had them eat regular whole foods for a while. Then they switched and had them eat ultra-processed foods. They did this for a while, and then they had another group where they reversed it, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out that people eating the processed foods consumed 500 more calories per day than the other people. Mm-hmm. So we know that about 3,500 calories is a pound of weight. And so what it meant was basically every week the people were gaining a pound.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were saying, the ingredients are not that great for you, but that's not the biggest problem. It's the fact that people that are constantly eating these foods are the people that are overweight and obese, which leads to, leads to people getting all kinds of other problems. And so I think that it's just good to notice, if you're a person that doesn't eat all, whole foods, you don't do all your own cooking, just notice what maybe you like way too much, whether it's something like potato chips or whatever, candy bars. You're probably addicted to it because the food companies engineered it so you would be.
Yeah,
and the way they engineered it makes you eat way too much, and the ingredients aren't good with you, in addition to that. And so that's what I have for tonight. Bruce, I got a bunch of other testimonials that came in, but we won't have time to read all of those. And just to let people know, we still do have our sale on where we're doing the double discount for new auto ships. So if you're a new person that's going to get something for the first time, you'll be able to get, instead of a 10% discount, you'll get 20%. If you've already got an auto ship, But like a lot of people are doing, Bruce, they're adding Myotrol to their auto ship.
Yes,
so if you've been thinking about it and you want to save an extra 10% this for, you know, for your first order of it, this is a good time to do it, because probably be till the end of the month we'll run this special. So you've been thinking about adding the Myotrol or something else like lignins to your order, or vitamin D.
Right.
Do it now and get a 20% off instead of only 10% off. And you'll get the free shipping, all like that.
That's good.
And
that's really important.
So that's what I had, Bruce, and it's 10:15.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, Bob, sounds great. Well, thank you very much. And that's really good about, you know, the thing about that processed food, Bob, we mentioned potato chips. Now, I don't eat potato chips, but it doesn't mean I didn't used to, but you've got the salt craving in the chip, and then you've got the sweetness of another, like a candy bar or something, which I don't do candy bars. But, you know, that's it. It's either sweet or salty, sweet or salty. What are you craving? You know, that's what usually is something that you want in a snack. Well, if you can eat healthy and eat whole foods like Bob's suggesting, you find that the cravings aren't really there, because your body has the nutrition that it needs. Or if it doesn't, you supplement it with Boomer Boost and Barley, the Dynamic Combo, lignins and premium probiotics. That's in your powders that goes in your shaker, and you have that in the morning. If it works for you to do it in the morning, do it then. A lot of times I do the shaker bottle at lunch. It just works better for me to take supplements and the shake in the midday or so. But that's something that we all should do. And you find yourself, you know, I'm not gaining weight. I'm maintaining what I wanted to be, and not getting sick, no cold, no flu, no nut and honey. That's really where I am on that. And I think you guys want to be that way too. Healthy. The way to get to the website to check that out is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on my website, you'll see the banner at the very top of the landing page that says Boomers. Click on it, because it's a direct link that goes right into Bob's site. You can click on it, go right in, boom, you're in the site, and then you can go through and see the various products. You can see what you might want to put on your subscribe and save, which is your auto ship opportunity. Get that going. Obviously, dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley is a very important component of this. Some people add lignins, premium probiotics. You've got those four powders. I take all four in the morning, well, in midday usually. And then supplements, you know, I love my Good Night formula, but I also take lignins and vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin B complex. I take a lot of them. I take what amounts to two handfuls of capsules, primarily their capsules, every day. And, you know, I love it. I love the way it makes me feel. I love the Myotrol. And I love these testimonials that keep coming in on Myotrol, Bob, because they're really very, very good. All right, so that gets you to his website. And if you want the phone number to call, if you have a question or you have interest in the circulation map, you can call, let them know that. They'll turn you on to the information so you can learn about that. And then the phone number is 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609. And that is good Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern time. So make sure to call if you have a question or a problem of any kind. You know, they're more than willing to help. And they're so good about Big Call listeners, because, you know, I love Stephanie. She's my agent. She's the one that takes care of me. If I don't get her on the first ringing up, I'll leave a message. Stephanie will call me back as soon as she can. But she's she's really super. And they're all good because they're all trained by Bob, and they have his, you know, same attitude about helping other people, especially Big Call listeners. So they're not like any other nutrition company that's out there, that's for sure. Because you're talking to a real live person. Once you get by the initial recording telling you, if you don't get a person, you can leave your name and phone number, and they'll call you right back. And they do. And I do. Sometimes I don't get Stephanie right away, and I'll leave my name and phone number, and they'll call you. I don't even leave my phone number because she knows it. She knows it, so she'll just call me right back. But that's really the way to go. That is the way to go. All right. Take advantage of it. It's great to have a double savings on the subscribe and save feature. And if you're just adding Myotrol or adding Goodnight Formula or adding something to an existing subscribe and save, you'll get the 20% on that product for the month that you start. And you can always alter and change when you get it, how much you get, if you want to add something to it or drop something off. Very flexible about that. Very much willing to help you achieve whatever goals you have for yourself. All right. Thank you, Bob. That was really important. Very good. And it's quarter after or a little after now. So let's get into the intel and see where we are. All right. Now, I did just get a little bit of an update while Sue was in her segment. And I stepped away and came back to the call. But here's what is going on. We have been looking to be notified since Tuesday, and it's already Thursday night. We have not been notified yet. The snow and the icy roads in the south were a little bit of a factor, but not as much today as they were yesterday. 13.5 inches in Chalmette, Louisiana. 10 inches in Milton, Florida, around exit 6 or exit 8, something like that, on I-10. I mean, look, I-95 through South Carolina, only one lane was open. One lane going north, one lane going south. Today, this afternoon, we had enough melting where now I-95 is open. So, you know, it's, I don't know how much the weather was the push on this, but we did find out today that there was an issue with three countries, Germany, South Korea, and, what was the other one? One of the African nations. And I'll think of it in a minute. And so these three were trying to connect to the Starlink satellite system. They had some connectivity issues, but the main problem was they needed verification of their in-ground assets. Their in-ground assets. You say, what does that mean, in-ground? If there were a country that had oil, natural gas, that might have precious metals underground, that might have gold, could have silver, could have jewels, diamonds, rubies, sapphires, all of that. All of those things that are in the ground that can be mined or brought up, like oil, that is considered an asset. And the reason that's important is these countries' currency values are determined by the in-ground assets plus the assets that are above ground, okay? Their supply of gold that they might have or whatever. And it's just the getting the combination and the total of those assets. Look, for the United States, we've got a lot of gold, believe it or not. We repatriated the gold that was underneath the Vatican for 300 miles. That went to the proper countries, including the U.S. But these three countries were slow And they basically were given an ultimatum today. Listen, we need the verification of these in-ground assets, or you're out of the loop. We're going to go around you, and you won't be able to take part in the revaluation or in the exchanges. Well, guess what? All three countries got their act together and were able to get connected to the Starlink satellite system and get that information out to our treasury and make sure that we had the information that we needed. Okay? So that's really important. So that looks like it took care of itself somewhere around 1 or 1:30 Eastern this afternoon. That was no longer an issue, no longer a problem. So then we heard, okay, that's good. And then we heard from one of the international banks, that's a pretty big player, said in an email to their banks, to their redemption centers, they said, prepare for Thursday and Friday. No, check that. Sorry. Prepare for Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th, to be gangbuster days. Gangbuster days. And said, and you will be talking to the Redemption Center people, and you will be very busy on those days. We thought, okay, that's good. That's really good. We took that to mean that bondholders should be notified sometime tomorrow. I think the fines and penalties and all of that, adjudicated settlements and farm claims, ranch claims, and Indian claims, all of that, if it doesn't go out tonight to them, it should be tomorrow. They get that. And then, of course, that includes CMKX. These are what we call the intermediaries. Okay? Bondholders are next. And then we in Tier 4 A and B, which is Admirals Group and us in the Internet Group, would go next. So I believe what I mentioned just now would all take place tomorrow. However, the latest piece of intel said that the takeoff day for all of this is going to be Saturday. So we might see some activity. I don't think we're going to see our numbers tomorrow. One source said yes for tomorrow for us. The latest piece we just got, which was from the person in the Treasury that was put in charge of appointing the paymasters for these groups in Reno, that person said everything will be taking off for all of us on Saturday. Now, let's say that happens. We get our numbers, and hopefully it's before lunchtime. Let's say it's anytime before noon. We get that. We could very well start exchanges on Saturday. And then Sunday is another exchange day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, et cetera. So that is the plan as it is now. I would love to say it's absolute for tomorrow for us, but it is not. It looks more like for us in the Internet Group in 4B, it looks like Saturday. So that is where we stand right now. Not a whole lot else to add for that, except the information said that we'll be very excited about the rates. I think the rates are going to go higher, especially on dong and dinar. And we know that we have a contract rate on dinar, which is tied to the per barrel price of oil, which was in the low 80s. And that's per dinar, by the way. And so that is the latest that we have on that. And, of course, the ZIM is available only at the Redemption Center for the redemption of it. And the contract rate is only available at the Redemption Center. So we need to call and set an appointment. And the absolute maximum appointment time has been set at 45 minutes. So they want us 30 minutes to 40. maximum 45. If you've got a box or two of bonds, let them know, because you might need a double appointment to handle those bonds. You might, I don't say, if you've got a lot of currency and you also have bonds, man, I don't see how you can get it done in 45 minutes. I just don't know. I know they go super fast on the De La Rue machine and can crank it out and get that done. But even setting up an account, setting up your Quantum account, all of that, it takes a little time. And I know it's going to go fast, guys. It'll go really, it'll be the fastest 40 or 45 minutes of your life, probably. And have fun with it. Just enjoy it. Pay attention, and you'll be fine. Your NDA would probably last a minimum of 30 days, and then it could last as long as 6 months, depending on how they read you. If they read you as sharp, intelligent, going to keep your mouth quiet, keep your, you know, keep it quiet, keep your mouth closed, you know, you might end up with just 30 days. If it doesn't look like you might be able to do that, then they might extend it, and you could go 2 months, 3 months, even as high as 6 months under an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. So let's see if there's anything else that I can think of right now. Yeah. I think really what we're looking at is getting this thing started this week. Med beds are coming very quickly, even to the public. They moved it up. They moved the public notification of med beds up to Monday or Tuesday, 27th or 28th. But it is based on dire need for the public. For us in 4B, it's based more on ZIM holders and dire need get first priority into the med beds. Okay? And the public that doesn't have any ZIM, it's going to be based on dire need. And that's still okay. That's good. But that's what we're looking at. And I think that everything is starting to come out in the way of some disclosure. Of course, the med beds will be a big thing for disclosure early next week. But even today, with the executive order that President Trump signed to declassify the assassination of John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. All of that has been put into a declassified status, which should take up to 15 days for that to go through to the proper people. And then we should get disclosed, maybe sooner than 15 days, but that's what's in the executive order. So we'll see what happens on that. But I think we're going to see the start here of some really interesting disclosure events. Wait till they deal with what really happened on 9/11 in New York. Yeah, that, I don't know when that's coming out. But we'll see. Otherwise, yeah, I think we're just really ready to go. And this is good. We should be excited. Now, in the meantime, Sue has two opportunities. The MedBed bundle, which is $100, MedBed $100, and the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is $300, which we call the Golden Bundle $300. And those are classes that are recorded that you can pick up and listen to at your own time, at your own leisure. And you can go through them as slowly and quickly and repeat them and go back and forth, back and back and back if you want to listen to something again. They're really a great opportunity for us. Some people get both. They get the Golden Wisdom Bundle and the MedBed 100, and that's a wrap. They wrap it. They take both. They get both bundles for $400, and that way that's a great way to get caught up on everything you're going to need to know for the first 6 months to a year getting started once you come out of the Redemption Center. And then, of course, the MedBed bundle is really important to get everything you need to know before you make your list to go in to the MedBed for your interview. And it's really going to be exciting. And and you guys know why I'm excited about it. So let's think if there was anything else. Nothing else. The timeline looks like tomorrow for bondholders and the intermediaries. And for us, it looks like Saturday notifications and set appointments and start exchanges Saturday and then go right through to Sunday and so on. So that's where we are right now. So let's just believe that that's what we have. Let's go ahead and thank everybody. Thank Sue for doing such a wonderful job tonight. And thank you for Bob as well. Love the testimonials and sales and the information that we're getting on research. And thank you, satellite team, for getting the call out. GCK, thank you for your beautiful artwork all these years. And as well, thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott. Thank you, and continued healing for you. And thank you, Jeannie, for your faithfulness to continue to send in praise and prayer reports and requests every Tuesday and Thursday nights. Really fun. Chat team, thank you for getting the call out. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening and being part of the Big Call for 13 years. And we're just excited about our future, guys, and where this thing is going. So get in touch with Sue. Remember the email for either the MedBed 100 or the Golden Bundle 300 is integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, integratedminds@hushmail.com. All right, so get those out, and Sue will turn them around to you. And keep an eye on your emails. She said there are 6 invoices that were out that are waiting for a response back from the people that sent them in. So check your email at least 2 or 3 times a day to see where you stand in getting those bundles sent out to you. Okay? So let's do this. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll take it from there. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you're doing to bring about this wonderful blessing. Thank you for healing us, for keeping us hydrated financially, for just everybody that's a part of the Big Call and all of the listeners in Big Call Universe. Thank you for everyone, and thank you for our future together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, have a wonderful night and a great weekend.